Hi, radio fans. You're listening to the Lunch Hour Radio Show.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands. One nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Now put your hands together for this next cowboy. He has written his last 7 moves, and tonight he's gonna try and make it 8.
Here comes the bull down.
Well, good morning, good afternoon, rodeo fans and making 8 maniacs. That's right, it's time for the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show right here on Making8.com. And as many of you can see already, as you've been here since about 6, 7 o'clock this morning, we are on the road heading west to Oklahoma. But I will tell you that we're going to stop off in Louisiana tonight, going to stop, get some shut-eye, shower, and maybe grab a home-cooked meal. And then we're turning around and heading back on the road again. So, got to tell everybody, thank you guys for tuning in, being my traveling partners here this morning. Had to say goodbye to Mrs. Making 8 and the kids. You know, it's really nice to turn around and have so much of you guys on board for this. Now, if you're just catching the audio portion on Blog Talk and you're wondering, where the heck is the chat room? It's because we're on the live event center on Making8.com. And we've got the audio from the radio show, but we've got video in our chat player up on Making8.com. So if you guys are using Mozilla, don't use Internet Explorer because we've had issues with it. Get on over to Making8.com or go over to the Ustream channel, Life on the Road or On the Road with Team Making8, and check us out. The live event center there on Making8.com. We do have the chat room up there. We've got the video. We're giving you a simultaneous video feed of Life on the Road as well as our Lunch Hour Rodeo Show. So, we're going to sit back and talk some bull riding, talk some rodeo with you guys, but really, we got nothing to talk about other than just being on the road. We've been talking a lot here the last little bit in the chat room. And on our Ustream, our live event center. Man, y'all are going to make me tired by the time this whole thing is said and done. Yeah. Monica is making a comment here in our chat room about how I talk with my hands. I do talk with my hands a lot. And if you tie them up, well, I'm not going to post a comment about that one. I'm about to leave that one left alone. So. But, yeah, well, you got phone lines open. If you guys want to call into the radio show, 646-915-9940. Say hi to all the Making 8 Maniacs out here on the Lunch Hour Show. Be happy to hear from you. Always looking to take your calls, your questions, your comments, and, of course, always your cowboy logs. So feel free to do that. Give us a call. We're kicking things off on a Tuesday. Well, I'm on the road with Making 8. We're going to take a short break and want to remind you guys, get over to rodeocrowd.net. You can find the link there on Making8.com. We've got a page set up for them. Y'all get on over there and get in touch with them. I'm telling you, I think you'll like it. And make sure to post a comment out there about us being out here streaming live right now. Let's get some more Making8 Maniacs here on board with it. Want to remind you that if you can't find the chat room and you're just tuning in listening to us on the radio, go over to the live event center. We do have a chat room open up there. You can jump on board. Be happy to take your questions, your comments, and once again, you cowboy love. We're going to talk some more Blue Rocks Rodeo with you when we come back. Don't go anywhere, fans. You're listening to the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show right here with Making8.com.
I was laying around town, just spending my time, out of a job and not earning a dime. when a fella steps up and he says, I suppose that you're a bronc rider by the looks of your clothes. Well, you figures me right, I'm a good one, I claim. Do you happen to have any bad ones to tame? He says, I got one, he's a bad one to buck. You're throwing good cowboys, he's had lots of luck. He offers me 10 and he says, I'm your man. The bronc never lived that I cannot fend. The bronc never tried, boy, and never drew breath that I cannot ride. Daily stars plumb to death. Well, he says, get your saddle and I'll give you a chance. So we hop in the buckboard and drive to the ranch. And early next morning and right after Chuck, we step out to see if this outlaw can buck. Well, down in the horse corral, standing alone, was an old caballo strawberry roan. Had a little panniers that touched at the tip. He had a big 44 brand upon his left hip. He had spavin old legs and he had pigeon toes, little pig eyes and a big Roman nose. He necked and old with a long lower jaw. Well, I can tell with one eye he's a regular outlaw. I got the blind on him with a terrible flat. I cinched on the saddle and I girded it tight. And then I stepped on him and I pulled down the blind. Look out, boys, he's gonna unwind. He bowed his old neck and I'll say he unwound. He seemed to quit living down there on the ground. Went up to the east and came down to the west with me in the saddle just to doing my best. Well, he's sure a frog walker, and he heaves a big sigh. He only likes the wings for to be on the fly. He turns his old belly right up to the sun. He sure is a sunfish and son of a gun. He's about the worst bronco I've seen on the range. He could turn on a nickel and give you some change. Came down on all fours, turned on his side. I don't see how I kept from losing my hide. Well, I lost my stirrup and I lost my hat. I was pulling at a leather just blind as a bat. With one phenomenal jump, he made a high dive and set me a-winding up there in the sky. I turned 40 flips and I come down to earth. Sat there cussing the day of his birth. Well, I know that there's ponies that I cannot ride. Some of them living, they haven't all died. But I bet you $10 there ain't no man alive who can stay on old strawberry when he makes his high dive.
This is Wrangler National Finals rodeo announcer Roger Mooney. When you get ready to get a grip and get explosive, get all of your bull riding info on Makin8.com. Tune it in, rip off the knob, and let's get hide, hump, hooves, and horns. Makin 8 is a winner.
All right, welcome back to the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show right here with Megan8.com. As we cruise on down the road, heading towards Louisiana tonight and Oklahoma tomorrow. Got to thank everybody for jumping on board here with us and apologize if we're having some issues, but, you know, when we're and there's a hill, but we do run into some issues. And what we get with modern technology, we don't have the luxuries, you know. But the thing is you guys get to experience what life is like on the road with us.
Well, as the saying goes, long live cowboys. So if you want to be like a cowboy, dress like a cowboy, there's only one way to go. Wrangler jeans and shirts, that's the place to be. Be there or be square. From the low cuts to the cowboy cuts, they've got them all. Wrangler jeans and shirts. Take it from me, world champion Rob Smets. Being a cowboy runs in your jeans.
right. Obviously, we had some more issues there. Kind of the thing, you know, apologize for that, but we keep losing our cell phone. Now, seems like our video stream is going pretty well.
As the saying goes, long live cowboys. So if you want to be like a cowboy, dress like a cowboy, there's only one way to go. Wrangler jeans and shirts, that's the place to be. Be there or be square. From the low cuts to the cowboy cuts, they've got them all. Wrangler jeans and shirts, take it from me. World champion Rob Smets, being a cowboy, runs in your jeans.
Okay, yeah, welcome back. Obviously, we're having these technical issues, trying to do too much at once, apparently. But we're here, we're rolling, we're hitting the highway. Our cell phone keeps blocking out more than our internet service does, which is a good, bad thing, you know. But, hey, we're here, we're giving you guys some audio, some video, and we're glad that you guys are a part of it. Like I said, if you're tuning in on the radio show with Blog Talk, you don't get the chat room. The reason why is because we're over on the Live Event Center on MakingEight.com. So go over to the Live Event Center. Click on that, and it'll take you over, and you'll see the chat room and the video broadcast of us on the road. It's working, you know, just kind of rolling through it, but, well, shoot, like I said, we're always looking to take questions, comments. Let's talk some bull ride. Let's talk some rodeo. Rodeo Miami, Friday and Saturday night. You'll be from Miami, Oklahoma. G-Money Rodeo Productions. I know that the 89er Days Rodeo is going to be going on in Guthrie, Oklahoma this weekend. And I wish we could actually make that performance, but, you know, as it turns out, we got to go where they're paying us anyway. So, but it should be a good deal. I know that Miss Sandy Graber, who was over, you know, I'm not sure if she's still with us or not, was making a comment about, I guess a lot of the riders are at the 89er Days one night, and they're going to be up in Miami another night. So we're going to get to see a lot of those guys that she's going to be out there with. And hopefully they have a lot of fun at both events. You know, it should be a jam up time. PBR back in Seattle. Actually, it's going to be their first time in Seattle, but they're back on Versus. So we're going to have an opportunity to see them. I'm really looking forward to that as well. Going to be great times there. I was curious to see. Now, I haven't gotten any posts really this morning from Austin Meyer, but I know he said he was getting back on track, trying to get things rolling again. And hopefully he's doing well and ready to go. I certainly think that taking this much time off and giving him that opportunity to heal that shoulder up and look to see him really make a threat. Obviously, a lot of things that happened for Nato out for the remainder of the season. We know that Brian Canner out for the remainder of the season. You know, these touring pros. I haven't been able to see PBRnow.com. If you guys have any updates on what's been happening over there, please let me know. I know they were talking a little bit yesterday about some of the guys that have been cut from the tour, like Brendan Clark, trying to make it back. Speaking of Brendan, I also know that he is going to be doing his broadcast tonight, as far as I know. So you guys can look forward to that, 9 o'clock Eastern time, 6 o'clock Pacific. And hopefully you guys will tune into that, stop over and see him. We're going to be broadcasting until about 4 or 5 o'clock in the afternoon, Central time. So hopefully you guys, actually probably about 5 o'clock, maybe even a little bit later, Central time, so hopefully you guys will be able to keep up with us. You know what? Somebody explained to Sandy that we're on Blog Talk Audio. We cut the audio from the Ustream because of the delay between the two of them. That's the reason why. So, just because there's a delay, it would get everybody all confused and wouldn't work out real well. So, anyhow, just trying to check up on some of the things going on there. If you guys are getting tweet updates, can you guys pass them along? Yeah, I know it's really confusing for everybody. You know, if we'd have known that this worked out, like tomorrow, we'll actually have the Blog Talk player embedded onto the live video broadcast. So we'll have that whole page there on the bottom so you guys can tune in, check it out, and we'll have it all there at the Live Event Center. Should be good. So what are we going to talk about? Fantasy picks coming up Friday. You guys got to really help me put down some fantasy picks because we're going to spend most of our time here on the road. We're not going to get a whole lot of insight on who has what. I know the draws will be posted tomorrow. So, and that's a great question, Bob. Rodeo Miami is not going to be a PRCA sanctioned event. And in a way, I'm kind of glad for that because the PRCA has decided they do not want these live video streams of their events. Kind of disappointing, but if it was a PRCA sanctioned event, chances are we wouldn't be able to be there. So, yeah, we're excited and know that, you know, we're going to continue to work. But it's going to be a big payout. I think there's $1,000 added money to the event. Should be a decent payout. Big production, G-Money Rodeo putting this deal on. So it's going to be a lot of fun. Hopefully you guys will be able to tune in, check us out if you can't be there in person. I know Josh Grayson is playing Saturday night. Don't think we're going to broadcast that portion. You're going to have to be there to get yourself a seat on that one. But it's going to be a good time. We're going to have a lot of fun with it. Looks like we got a few callers on the line, and we are glad for that. Looks like Ms. Donna is here with us. And got to say, nice to have you here on board. Like I said, you guys may be hearing a little bit different type than what you normally do. It's because we're running through our speaker system here in the truck. Cell phone has been giving us all kinds of issues. So we're just kind of rolling through it. But we do have audio. We do have video for a change. Giving you all a taste of what life is like on the road. Some of you are even catching me singing a little bit. I feel bad for you. Hopefully your ears won't be bleeding by the time we get to Louisiana. I believe the 89er Days Rodeo in Guthrie is a PRCA sanctioned event, so we'll know a lot of PRCA guys will be up that way. Looks like Sandy finally got on board and got to say welcome. We were just talking about you being out there at the 89er Days Rodeo, and I know you're looking forward to that. Okay, so where were we? Talking bull riding, talking rodeo. Give me some suggestions here. Y'all got to give me some conversation topics. You know, I've been up here talking for 10 hours. Or I'm going to be by the time it's all said and done. Y'all are killing me. At least give me something to talk about so I'm not talking in the breeze here. Yeah, Sandy, I know it is going to be a big one, and I know a lot of those guys are going to be riding one night over there in Guthrie and then heading out to Miami and competing there as well. So we're going to see a lot of those guys. If you know of any guys around that area, tell them to stop by and go see Making Eight as we're going to be streaming to the event live. You know what? I sure will. I'll let Steve know. Now, I'm not sure if you heard yesterday. He was actually on our show and called in and gave us a big old shout-out. So, yeah, we'll have the opportunity to meet up with Steve. And I know that Broken Arrow is coming up in a couple of weeks. And I know that many of you Making Eight Maniacs are starting to get out there and heading up a lot more events. You know, it fluctuates, Barb. I've seen both. You know, like, obviously, that deal in Albuquerque, you know, the Time Earning Invitational. Now, Ty actually brings in a few local native Indians to come in and compete. So, you know, there in that particular place, they bring in locals. I know with all the injuries, they usually bring in guys that are in the Touring Pro division, maybe at one event, you know, close by, that type of thing, or from that area. they'll invite them to come in and compete. It depends on where you are in the standings as to who gets the invite, who gets out there. So hopefully that answers your question. Okay, I'm getting word there that Josh Fogelman is going to be one of the bullfighters there. And, yeah, please do that. Stop, have him stop by and say hi. We'd love to put him on our show. We'll give him a quick interview and that type of deal. So, or we don't have to. It's up to him, you know. So, anyhow, yeah. You know, Mark, like I said, going back to it, if that answers your question, you know, I think with Seattle, who knows? We may even see Ross Coleman, depending on where he is in the standings, getting up from that area, just south up there in Oregon. You know, we could see, yeah, we could see Ross Coleman. I don't know. We'll have to wait till tomorrow when the day sheets come out. We'll kind of know a little bit more then. Well, I've been up here talking on my show for a little over 20 minutes. We need some help, guys. Y'all have got to give me a hand. I haven't been able to check my Twitter, so I don't know what's going on over there. If you guys are getting linked, I'm not getting tagged in them because I don't see them, and I apologize for that. Actually, maybe we'll try to bring it up right here. Man, we're going to overload our computer, though, to keep that as well as we are. Yeah, so let's put so much stuff on here right now. Let's see here. Get the steel book. And I can't believe we've got so many fans hanging out with us throughout this whole trip. I mean, it's already 1 o'clock, so we're going on, what, 4 hours or so of this broadcast. Man, you guys are all about it. Got to sit here on board with us, and they got to say we love it. You know, it's a lot of fun. Yes, Andy, actually, I did meet Steve out there in Oklahoma. We were there for the IFR. That's how we got connected with this deal, and he wanted to get us up here to Miami and possibly Broken Arrow. So, oh, I see. Okay, it looks like Donna is actually there. Now, I know that Cats Rider, I know that Ms. Hellebach is actually trying to get on. I don't know if she is on, what Ustream channel she is on. Can one of you guys give her a message that it's on the live event center so that way we can get her tuned in? Hopefully that'll work out. I'm not sure if she's there or not, but I saw a comment there that she posted on Twitter saying that she's not seeing any video yet. So hopefully she's got it going. Yeah, you know, Sandy, I appreciate that comment. Steve is a really good guy. We've spoken a lot over the past couple months, you know, and, well, she, you know, he's excited about what we're doing for rodeo, and we're just as excited for what he's doing, the production side of things. And, you know, when you come from a rodeo background, you've got that history, you know, of being there on the road, you tend to have a better understanding of what it's all about. And that's something that Steve does well, and I believe it's something that we do well. At least we try to do it well anyway. Yeah, that's what we were talking about earlier there, Ms. Gabby, or Ms. Sandy. That we've got a lot of guys that are going to be at Guthrie and be at Miami. So that's going to be a good deal. Well, Gabby, I see your comment there in the chat room, and we are glad for that as well. Glad to have you over there, and glad that everything is working well for you. Glad that everything's working well for us, too, I got to tell you. Man, going to have to start looking for a gas hole here before too long. Oh, yeah, I guess Rodney and Steve shared something common. They both rodeoed IPRAs out there together. But from what I understand, that was back in the day. Although not too long ago, Steve said that he hung it up, I guess, about 3 years ago. So, anyhow, moving right along. Hopefully, you fans have been enjoying the music we've been playing up and been getting out there. Oh, it sounds like they all rodeoed before McCoy. Now, I also got wind. Obviously, you know, we know the disappointing deal with three shows left in the Amazing Race. Gordon and his brother Jet were no longer there. They were eliminated from the Amazing Race. So, that's unfortunate. But, you know, at the same time, I think it'll get Gordon back to doing what he loves to do, and that's riding bulls. And, you know, week in and week out, we hear about it, we talk about it, and it, you know, it certainly can be a distraction for him. Whether it is or not, I haven't spoken with him about it, but I do know that, you know, he's had a lot of fun with it. But hopefully it'll get him back to just riding bulls and doing what he loves to do. So, anyhow, that's that. Man, y'all are really killing me. I'm getting so few comments here in the chat room, and I'm not even getting any callers on the line. Hopefully we get you guys jumping on board here talking to us. And man, it is going to hurt when I get down here and I have absolutely no voice whatsoever because I've had to talk 10 hours. Bad part about it is I got to get up in the morning and do it all over. And it's not a bad thing. Don't get me wrong. I really enjoy it, but I feel like I got to entertain, you know. Well, we got about 30 minutes left in our show there, guys. I think we're going to take a short music break and let y'all sit back. And man, I got to relax my voice. So don't go anywhere, fans. You are listening. I'm going to answer your question when we come back there, Miss Sandy. We're going to take a short break when we come back and talk more bull riding, more rodeo action with you, Making A Fan. Stay tuned.
This is Kat Johnson of KatJohnson.net with Making A. Let's buck.
Your side. They tell you goodbye, cowboy. your fight. They tell you good ride, cowboy.
Brett Weldon, inviting you to join us at Making8.com. No matter if you're passing his tying a calf in less than 8 seconds or staying aboard to the back of a mad bucker for 8 seconds, we got you covered. If it's happening in the rodeo arena, it's happening right here. That's Making8.com. Get a grip.
All right, welcome back to the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show. Wow, seems like we never left the window before, really. They broadcast about 7 o'clock this morning live on Ustream. Hopefully you guys are coming over to MakingHay.com, checking out the live event center as we're broadcasting there. I'll give you an update there, Miss Sandy. We're at mile marker 135. We've got about 180 miles, I guess, till we hit Interstate 12. We're on I-10 right now. And we should be arriving in Louisiana about 5 o'clock Central Time. So, hopefully that'll give you a heads up. And that's, I think everything goes well. And, you know, do me a favor, y'all. Say a little prayer for this old truck of ours as we try to carry this thing all the way out to Oklahoma in 2 days. But anyway. Yeah, it's got me really nervous, but we're still in Florida. We passed Tallahassee, and we got a long ways to go. Yeah, I know that Monica's excited. We've got Dixie Delight, 1977. It's actually Monica, and she's the one we're going to stay with. Get stuff up to see her and her husband. She's not going to have the kids with her, so unfortunately. Paige, I appreciate that comment in there. I know that Shannon, I guess, tuned in and wants to send a big old wave out. So we're sending a big old wave back. Hopefully we'll be there right in time for dinner because I will be hungry. And we won't be stopping for lunch. We'll just be stopping for gas and to drain the tank as well. Going back to it, I know that Sandy had posted a comment about there. Going back to it, if you guys have listened to our show yesterday when we had Steve Gussard on, he actually talked about that. M&M Campers is one of the sponsors for D-Money Rodeo, and they're doing a series, and they're actually donating a custom camper to the winner of this tour, and that is going to be really cool. I wish we had an opportunity to get in on that one, because I'll tell you right now, we could use one of those in the back of this truck. As much as we're going to be spending in this truck, and as you guys are going to be spending in this truck, certainly be nice to have around. We'd rig up cameras in the back, too. I mean, I'll tell you what, we'd have a great time with it. But, most definitely, they're going to be giving away a camper for that, so... Oh, spam! Oh, please tell me you're joking. Well, as a matter of fact, speaking of the beef jerky. If you guys are watching on the video stream right now, you know that I'm holding up a big old bag of it right now. That's right. That is that's for food for getting down the road. And for any of you guys that have actually been in the military or been around the military, you know that they have what they call MRE. Used to be C rations back in the day. Well, I've actually got a cooler full of them in the back of my truck. So we, yeah, most definitely, we got enough food to get us around if we need to. All right, starting to see signs for Dolphin, Alabama. So I think we're just there on the southern tip. Yes, you're right. Mrs. Bacon 8 definitely hooked us up for the road. Of course, trying to keep expenses down, you know, so we're out here hitting this rodeo road. Yeah, you'll see us picking up on this. And rodeoing on MREs, you know, if it ain't hot dogs, MREs will work just as good. Yeah, hurricane victim food. That's certainly one of the things that they were issuing it to the victims of those hurricanes. So, but going back to Sandy's comment here in our chat room about M&M campers, they're one of the big sponsors, and they do have some great custom campers. We're going to be throwing up the links to the website during the broadcast. You guys get over there and check out these pretty cool, custom campers that they do on the back of these trucks. It's pretty interesting. I was through there just the other day. So you guys make sure to go check them out. You can also find gmoneyrodeo.com, and maybe we'll get a link posted up there during the show. They'll give you kind of a schedule and talk a little bit about the series. You can find Steve Gunther's information right there. Yeah, it sounds like Sandy's saying that we'll be at some of the same rodeos, and we'll definitely be hooking it up. Yeah, you know, I'm liking those M&M campers as well, and I think that maybe we'll try to hook something up. Maybe we can get them to sponsor us and put a custom cap on the back of this deal. Man, would that be nice? It'd be real nice to get on down the road, that is for sure. Well, like I said, Sandy, you guys hold on to your hats because we cannot wait to get out there to the, really can't wait to get out there to the 2G Ranch and go hang out with you guys. I know we were talking this morning as we were streaming live, you got some bulls coming in and hopefully the bulls will be in good order. I got my bull riding equipment in the back of the truck. I figured, hey, if we ain't making no money at broadcasting, maybe I'll get be back in shape enough to go ride some bulls. Thank you very much there, Barb, for posting up those links. You are definitely the link liaison. Appreciate it, and it's so nice to have you back. We got about 20 minutes left in our show there, guys. Got to tell you that we are having a great time streaming this deal live on MakingAid.com. Go check out the live event center. You can find us right there. If you're having trouble getting in there on the live event center, you can follow the links on Twitter or Facebook to Ustream. Come on over and check us out. We've got the chat room open. You can stop in, say hi right there, and be happy to have you. We've got a long ways to go. We're going to be on the road here for another several hours, and, it's going to be fun. Fun time, no doubt about it. We're about halfway through our road trip right now. So, let's make it interesting there, guys. And give me some material to talk about, because, man, I'm going to be so hoarse talking for 10 daggone hours. But it's worth it. It's worth it for you maniacs. Of course, I'm trying to watch the road as we're cruising on down here. Waiting on our cowboy logic man for the day, Mr. Cody Burles. And whenever he's ready, we'll bring him in and share some good cowboy logic for the day. Maybe even let him talk for a little bit and get my voice a break, because it's killing me. That's a good question, Sandy. I don't know how many riders are entered up in Rodeo Miami this weekend, but I will be getting a copy of the day sheets here before too long, so you guys stay tuned. We're going to at least have a late post up on Making 8. We're just going to go over during the broadcast and print out day sheets or print out draw sheets so you guys can and when they're going to be up.
Maybe we'll try to get him back.
I guess they got scared and run away. But anyway, getting down to it. Thank you, Cody, for giving us some good cowboy logic for the day. We certainly appreciate it there, partner. Didn't mean to cut you off. Just trying to get some more of these dollars on board within our last 15 minutes. You know, that's a great comment you guys are giving us here in the chat room, talking about saddle bronze, bareback, you know, and how it tends to go away. You know, we tend to see it go away. Seems like everybody wants to be a bull rider. Well, you know, there's more money to be made in bull riding right now than anywhere else. But not everybody is cut out to be a bull rider, and that's the bottom line. You'll see a lot of these guys that give a try a bull ride and find out that they actually have better luck at saddle bronc and bareback. But they don't know if they don't try, you know? And my thing is this, you might find yourself in a better position to go out and try all three rough stocks, man. If one doesn't work for you, then go to the other, you know? Wow, that's a pretty cool trailer. I saw it said the No Dust Tour. And I'm not sure what that's all about, but it was a heck of a nice looking trailer. So anyway, somebody better let Denise know that we're actually on our lunch hour show for the next 10 minutes, but we're on Blog Talk and not on Ustream audio. But, hopefully we get some more of these guys back involved with the rough stock. You know, with the saddle bronc and bareback, would love to see it. You know, I know that it really was going away pretty bad when I was out riding in these circuits and we hit these full rodeos. And they had such a hard time filling those slots, but they would really try to get the bull riders to jump on there. Sandy, that's a great comment. But when I get to Oklahoma, don't worry about trying to get directed to the arena. Just follow the trailers. That's it, we will. Now, I do have the GPS, but I will be following those trailers to get on down there to that arena once I get into Miami. Anyway, gotta check my update. I did see as well that Miss Shannon was posting out there asking Miss Emily how our road trip was going, and hopefully she filled her in pretty well. We got about 10 minutes left in the show there, guys. If you guys want to jump on board with us, feel free to give us a call. We do have a hand raised up, so we're going to take that call right now. 210-0. Well, they hung up again. And I'm not sure if they're just trying to call in and listen and don't want to be heard, but they keep pushing the one, so keep telling me that they want to talk. I don't know. What are you going to do? You know, that's a great comment there, Barb, about with everybody riding bulls and raising bulls, what's going to happen to the bucking horses stock, you know? It's really gone downhill, but I think it's going to take a lot of producers like Steve Guster, and many of these others, ITRA, some of these other associations to really step up, start promoting these rough stock, these horses, you know, these bucking horses. And, hopefully we'll get a chance to see more and more of it. I know Rodeo Miami is going to have it. And hopefully you guys will be able to tune in and watch it. I got to tell you, Rodeo Houston had some of the best bucking horses that I've seen in a while. Many of them were at the PRCA, the NFR Finals in Vegas. But I got to tell you, I think that we're going to see a lot more of those around. And I think we'll see them again this year at the NFR. Rodeo Houston was phenomenal when it comes down to the bucking horses. And I was really impressed with the caliber of horses that they did have there. I think we'll see more of them than I was born to. So, it's really going to take guys, fans like you, and guys that are in the position that Steve is, and many of these others, it's going to take us to really step out and promote the buck and horse side of things and really try to get it back on track. Hopefully the sponsors will start stepping in and saying, you know what, we want to see more of these. Let's find a way to start tagging this and get more money involved. So, thanks. I appreciate that there, Miss Emily, for relaying that message. Apparently that nickname Booger is going to be following me around. It's pretty funny. And obviously she's posting out there as well about asking if we're there yet. That is funny. Gotta love it. And hopefully I won't have any boogers hanging off the nose there at the end. So we're about halfway through our road trip. We still got a long ways to go. You guys hang tight. It's going to be wild. It's going to be fun. Yeah, you know what? Monica, you're right. I have been called worse, and hopefully, you know, they won't continue to call me worse. So anyway, back to the action. We got about just under 10 minutes left in our show. If you guys jump on board, give us a call. 646-915-9940. Make sure to phone if you do want to talk to us. And don't push anything if you don't. Yep, looks like just getting part of Brendan Clark's show will be going on tonight. You guys can tune into that. I know I'm going to try to be, but I'm also going to try to be going to sleep. I gotta pass out pretty early. Now wait a second. Gabby, wow. I am going to mute you off here. You know, first off, calling in and asking if we're there yet, and now you're calling me by some other name, courtesy of Mr. J-Way. That would be Cowboy Demon. Man, I can't believe it. You guys are a pain in the roosters. You know that? Well, we love you for it, I can promise you. Never a dull moment here at MakingA.com. So anyway, speaking of J-Lay, I actually got to give him a call because we're going to be passing through Shreveport tomorrow, and I think we're going to try to meet up for lunch, so it'll be a good time. But glad that you guys have been able to tune in here today. I want to remind you that we're only about halfway through our road trip for the day, heading all the way out to Louisiana. We're going to stop off at Miss Monica's house. That's right, Dixie Delight. And if you guys want to tune in and check us out all afternoon long, make sure to go to MakingA.com, click on the Live Event Center. You can find us right there. We got a chat room open. You can come on down, chat with us. Be happy to have you a part of it. And got to thank everybody for being our tribal partners, you know. You guys are going to get to see a whole lot more of me, whether you like it or not. And honestly, if you don't like it, please just tell me. We'll make arrangements. Maybe I'll just do a video stream or something. But we're glad for it. But you may get tired of it, I promise you. Now, you guys are talking about Hollywood. Here I am, but not a glad song. That's what it is. I guess Miss Denise is trying to call into the radio show. Well, Denise, I tried to click over and get you on, but it kept disconnecting. So I'm not quite sure what happened with that. But I appreciate it. And I am glad that you guys are having so much fun, you know. There you go. If you do get tired of looking at me, and like I said, it wouldn't surprise me if you do, you'll be able to log off. But don't do that, please. We do appreciate every one of you guys for hanging out. Like I said, y'all are my traveling partners. Y'all are the reason why we're able to get on down the road so smooth and so relaxed. Because I'm stressing right now. You know, I got a truck. It's got a lot of miles on it. And we're going to be putting a lot more on it before it's all said and done. So, you know, this old girl, she's been good to us. We do, you know. It's definitely a concern. But, Wow, I see that there's a warning sign on our show about explicit content, huh? Interesting. That's really interesting. I don't think we've done anything explicit, at least not there anyways. I don't think we set it up that way, but anyhow. Well, we're winding things down here toward the end of the show. And, yeah, a few hot blog talk, huh? Wow. That's interesting. Yeah, and I see the Shannon Taylor tweet out there calling me Booger. And I personally like the nickname Hollywood as well. I see Cowboy, or I see Paige is throwing in there about Cowboy, a pain in the rooster. You ever heard pain in the rooster? Pain in the keister, pain in the rooster, it's all good. Thank you, Monica, for that. We definitely need that. And we may have him do that. I do appreciate you guys looking after us there. Yeah, it is the sunglasses for sure, but, you know, I think we're at that right lighting where it's hard to see when I got my sunglasses on. It's the angle, you know, I'm getting that glare or whatever. But, well, it's been another Lunch Hour Radio show here, fans, on Tuesday afternoon. Got to thank everybody for jumping on board here with us, and certainly appreciate you guys tuning in, seeing us on the video broadcast as well. Want to remind you that if you're tuning in on Making Eight and tuning in to the Blog Talk Lunch Hour Radio show, come on down to MakingEight.com, click on the Live Event Center, and you'll see it on the road. We've got the live video up for all the fans out there. I'll wave to them right now. Give them a big old shout out. Say we appreciate you guys tuning in and being our travel partners as we head on down the road. So, do appreciate it, Miss Sandy. Like I said, look forward to running into you guys. We will be doing our Lunch Hour Rodeo show same way tomorrow as we leave. We'll be leaving Louisiana, heading on up to Oklahoma. Not sure what time we'll be pulling out of the driveway there in the morning. Hopefully not too early, as I need to get some shut-eye, but, yep, that's our plan right now. So you guys make sure to stay tuned. Get over to MakingEight.com. Check us out. Let's have some fun here the rest of this afternoon. Y'all be my traveling partners, and let's get on down the road. Until tomorrow, or until moments from now when we're back on the audio with our live event center, MakingEight.com. Y'all get a grip. We'll see ya.
Breaker 19, this here's a rubber duck. You got a copy on me, Big Ben? Come on. Yeah, 10-4, Big Ben, for sure, for sure. By golly, it's clean, clear to Flagtown. Come on. Yeah, it's a big 10-4 there, Big Ben. Yeah, we definitely got the front door, good buddy. Mercy sakes alive, looks like we've got us a convoy.
Was the dark of the moon on the 6th of June in a Kenworth pulling logs. Cab over Pete with a reefer on and a Jimmy hauling hogs. We is heading for Bear on I-10 about a mile out of Shaky Town. I says, Pig Pen, this here's a rubber duck and I'm about to put the hammer down.
Back off them hogs. 10-4, about 5 miles or so. 10, roger, them hogs is getting intense up here.
By the time we got into Tulsa Town, we had 85 trucks in all. But there's a roadblock up on the Cloverleaf, and them bears is wall to wall. Yeah, them smokies as thick as bugs on a bumper. They even had a bear in the air. I says, calling all trucks, this here is the duck. We about to go a hunting bear.
Sorry, Big Ben, you're still too close. Yeah, them hogs are starting to close up my sinuses. Mercy sakes, you better back off another 10.
Well, we rolled up Interstate 44 like a rocket sled on rails. We tore up all of our swindle sheets and left them setting on the scales. By the time we hit that shy town, them bears was getting smart. They'd brought up some reinforcements from the Illinois National Guard. There's armored cars and tanks and jeeps and rigs of every size. Yeah, them chicken coops was full of bears, and choppers filled the skies. Well, we shot the line, we went for broke, with 1,000 screaming trucks, and 11 long-haired friends of Jesus in a chartreuse microbus.
Here, rubber duck to Sodbuster, come on here, yeah, 10-4 Sodbuster, listen, you want to put that microbus in behind that suicide jockey? Yeah, he's hauling dynamite, and he needs all the help he can get.
Well, we laid a strip for the Jersey Shore and prepared to cross the line. I could see the bridge was lined with bears, but it didn't have a doggone dime. I says, Pigpen, this here's a rubber duck. We just ain't gonna pay no toll. So we crashed the gate doing 98. I says, let them truckers roll 10-4.
Well, mercy sakes, good buddy. We're going to back on out here, so keep the bugs off your glass and the bears off your tail. We'll catch you on the flip-flop. This here's a rubber duck on the side. We gone. Bye-bye.
Throughout Pennsylvania, health investigators are talking to the more than 100 patients.